college guys that just graduated taught us and the younger guys. I mean, they went, what, five straight bowl years, three Rose Bowls. Like, there's a lot to learn. And, I mean, just know that, I mean, we're taking that. I mean, we're taking all that coaching that they gave us, and we're using it. So, I mean, we got a lot of hungry young guys. Like I said, Alec James, Chikwe Obashi, Arthur Goldberg. Like, guys are just ready to go.
As one of the older guys now, do you find yourself jumping into a leadership role with those guys previously now?
Yeah, I mean, it's an honor. It's an honor and a privilege to be in that position. I'm blessed to be here, and I'm happy, and I'm gonna do what I can to be a good leader to my teammates and get to this playoffs.
A lot of people are selecting you guys to take the West because of I heard someone say in the press conference room an easier schedule with Big Ten. Do you think of any expectations?
I mean, you know, every team gives themselves expectations, and we always give ourselves expectations of making it to the Big Ten championship game, making it or to the new playoff or a bowl game or anything like that. We always give ourselves that expectation no matter who we're facing. But to a cakewalk through the Big Ten, that's unheard of. I mean, people can say it, but until you're actually in that dogfight on that field, like you really don't understand how tough it is to actually win that game. I mean, and I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I know it's going to be a lot of tough games going through the Big Ten. Anybody can win on a Saturday. I mean, that's just how it goes.
I know you guys are going to face two of the newest teams in the conference with Rutgers and Maryland. What do you expect from those two teams with their first year?
I mean, they've had a lot of success in their previous conferences. I'm looking forward to some great games. Rutgers especially, I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to Maryland as well. Just adding power to the Big Ten.
You guys talk amongst yourselves about the playoffs at all? Is that something you guys talk about at all?
You said what? Say that again?
The playoffs, the 14 playoffs. Do you guys talk in the locker room or with the guys about it?
Not really. I mean, we don't talk about it much. I mean, it's an obvious expectation for us. It's an obvious goal that we have. So, I mean, we don't talk about it much. We just let it play itself out. You know, we let it take care of itself.
Well, obviously, being younger on the defensive line, Coach talked about being more athletic and more multiple this year. How big of a role do you think you're going to have in terms of being multiple?
I mean, just a guy with some experience. I mean, I'm going to have a big role in that. But, I mean, also, I mean, I look forward to our younger guys being able to step up in those times where we need them as well. But I'm looking forward to it, being able to be versatile. I'm a very versatile player, and I think that'll help out as well. I mean, but we got a lot of versatile guys across the defensive line. Conrad Zajewski, for example, got a lot of experience, so it's going to help out.
Hey, Warren, when I say Iowa and making a trip to Kinnick, what's your reaction to that?
Iowa, always physical, always plays us good. I don't think I've ever been a part of an Iowa game where it wasn't after you left the game, like you were sore, you needed a cold tub. I mean, that's just how it is. I mean, it's a dogfight with Iowa. It's always a dogfight with Iowa. I mean, they're just as physical as we are. So, I mean, when it comes to that game, it's whoever's the more physical is going to win that game.
You mentioned versatility, and in the spring game, they moved you out to Ed.
Thank you.
After being in the middle all spring, but with Bryce Gilbert gone, are you anticipating staying on the inside, or would you like to play both? Have they talked to you about that?
I mean, I'm going to do anything that Coach needs me to do. Coach tells me to play linebacker, I'm going to play linebacker. He tells me to play safety, I'm going to play safety. But, I mean, you know, it stinks to lose a guy like Bryce Gilbert, a guy with some experience. And, like I said, it's like my brother, and wish him the best. But, I mean, as for me, I mean, I'm going to play as much as much of N as they need me to and as much of nose as they need me to. I mean, not sure right now where I'm going to start off, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to be at the nose to start off with.
Yeah, but you anticipate they might be able to use you at N?
Yeah.
Certain kind of
Yes, sir.
And you came in, if I remember correctly, on the outside, right?
It's funny. I came in as an N, came in at like 225, 230. Started off at N, continued to gain weight. Second year, I was a defensive end. At the end of the second year, I became a 3 technique and a G technique. Fourth year, transferred to nose. And then fifth year, now I'm playing nose and end at 285.
Gained 60 pounds in college?
Last year, my highest was like 298. I was afraid to step on the scale. I thought I was just going to pop like a can of biscuits. But
so you dropped some weight.
Yeah, I've dropped some weight since then, toned out a lot. Coach Simon's been working with me daily on trimming down, especially with the conditioning and things like that. But working with Jamil and things like that keeps me active. So getting prepared to play a lot this fall.
298, when was that? Was that the end of the year?
That was the beginning of the fall. So, like, first game, 298.
What did you weigh at the end of the year?
About 294. I'm pretty good at maintaining weight.
Do
you obviously split time with Bo last year, and you know, now that he's not here, how much do you anticipate being on the field this year?
I anticipate being on the field as much as they need me to, whether that's 60 snaps a game or 20 snaps a game. I'm hoping it's not 20. I'm hoping it's more like 60, but just doing what I can to help the team out. And we lost a 330-pound nose guard, nose tackle that could do everything for you. He was athletic. He can make plays. He'll stop you in the backfield. Put an O-lineman in the backfield like that. I expect to play a lot. Being a senior and things like that, but not just that, having some experience and being a leader.
What would you do that's different from Bo other than knocking four dudes
over? Actually, it's just I'm trying to replace what we lost when he left. Trying to replace stopping more of the run, stout. So just replacing what he left. I bring a lot of different things to the table than he does as far as being able to move around and things like that. Don't get me wrong, he's a very athletic guy, but just trying to replace what he left is the big key.
You know, Coach Aranley mentioned that you guys would be lighter but faster in the front seven this year, but he acknowledged, he said, the big question is, will we be able to stop the run? In your mind, will that be a key to how successful our front seven is? What do you guys are stout about?
Yeah, we're stout. We're gonna be stout. That's what Wisconsin thrives on, is being toughness at the point of attack, and that starts with the defensive line. So I think we'll be fine stopping the run and being able to convert to pass. We got a lot of hungry young guys, got some experienced guys that are ready to run. So I feel we'll be fine.
Did they tell you after the end of last season to trip out a little bit, or was that your own decision?
No, they said they wanted me. They told me they wanted me at 285 a little bit before the summer started and things like that. So we trimmed down. Over time, started to let my body naturally take its course, and that's just where I lie right now.
What did you have to cut out?
Pizza, burgers, yeah, things like that. So I had to incorporate lean chicken, a lot of salad, a lot of veggies. Things like that, so a lot of lean meats and things like that.
Are you thinking about, it sucks now, but it'll be worth it because I'll make way?
Nah, I can cook. So no matter what I cook, it's going to be good. It's going to be worth it. But, I wasn't thinking that. I'm just, when I'm hungry, I eat.
Are you feel like you're hitting your stride? From where you started as a freshman to where you are now as a leader of the defense, do you feel like you're hitting your stride and starting to play your best ball?
Yeah, I felt since I've been here last year, it was my best year. Personally, played a little bit more free. Got a chance to play a little bit outside of myself, meaning from a pass rushing standpoint. And I'm getting used to it, and I'm really enjoying it. They're letting us loose. They let us loose a lot more last year, which was really nice. It was kind of like, whoa, coach is gonna let us run. He's gonna actually let us pass rush, but. It was nice. I enjoyed it. Just constantly trying to get better every day. I got a long way to go. I'm looking forward to it.
And did your teammate last year, Bo Allen, give you any pointers, for how to lead the defense, or maybe, for prep work that you have to do, if you're Bo, to get to the
Yeah, game? I'm constantly in touch with Bo. Bo's always telling me, NFL guys look for this, and NFL guys like this type of stance. They like, or they don't worry about this as much. But, every little bit helps, and just trying to incorporate and get used to that, but while also focusing on what I have here at the University of Wisconsin, not trying to overshoot anything and foresee things that are further down the road.
Warren, every summer football magazine,